Well, I'm joined by Katie McLean. And Katie, 2014, a Women's Rugby World Cup winner, and 2 years later, the chance to become an Olympian. Congratulations, you're in Team GB. How's it feel?
It's absolutely crazy. Hearing you say something like that is something that I never thought I would ever get an opportunity to do. You know, winning a World Cup for us was absolutely massive and the biggest thing that I'd ever done in my career to date. And then the opportunity to go to the Olympics and then get to this point where we've now been selected for Olympics is absolutely crazy.
You were given the news, I think, a couple of weeks ago, I understand, and you've all had to keep it nice and quiet about it until the official announcement. But leading up to that, the tension of competition against the others, it's only a squad of 12. There's not many that make it through, are there?
No, and for us, I think that's the real hard part. You know, we've been training as a 24 for the last 18 months, and all those girls have worked so hard. And like you say, 12 people is not a lot. So I think we're really lucky that we had such a good environment, a good feel in the squad. And obviously for us and the 12 going, it's a massive relief that we're we've made it and hopefully really close to getting on that plane for Team GB.
And there are some players in that squad, you know, six of you who've won a Rugby World Cup. You've gone through adversity together. How important do you think that thread of winning mentality through the squad is going to be going into this competition?
Yeah, massive. You know, Mids kind of goes on and on about it, about that consistency of performance. And the more you experience, the better you get. Like you say, the six of us have gone to a World Cup and won a World Cup. But you've also got some real youth and experience as well that kind of, I suppose, they don't know any better, and the likes of Jazz, who are kind of fresh-faced and almost just really excited to have that opportunity. So I think we're really good. We're in a good place. There's a good balance of the squad, and now it's kind of about stop talking and start performing, really.
And the performance out on the pitch, you've got the likes of Brazil, Japan and Canada to get past. It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, massively. I mean, we're Brazil's opening game, host of the Olympics, and we've got them first up on the first day of rugby competition. So that will be a really, really tough game. I think for us, it's like we keep batting on about, it's about the consistency of performance, and that's how you're going to want to start day one, is to really perform well, hopefully get your wins and keep building as the kind of you get through your six games.
Now we're here at the sun beating down on us in Trafalgar Square. It's possible temperatures, I don't know, you might be getting out in Rio. The atmosphere there is going to be incredible. Do you think you're prepared for it yet?
I don't think so. I've never been to an Olympics, so how do you start to prepare for that? I think for us, you focus on performance, but it's also just to make sure we enjoy this opportunity. It's the first time women's rugby's ever been in the Olympics. Rugby hasn't been there for a long time, so we're going to be in a great country that's famous for its parties and its atmosphere, and it's to make sure we enjoy that, but to kind of know why we're going and making sure we do well and go well for Team GB.
Yeah, you touched on it there. Obviously important for you guys to want to do well for Team GB, but perhaps also a little weight on the shoulders about how you're representing rugby and bringing it to the rest of the world.
Yeah, I mean, there's a massive opportunity here. You know, you talk about rugby, you talk about growing the 15s in the sevens game, and sevens is in the Olympics on a global stage. There's some phenomenal teams like New Zealand, Australia, Canada, ourselves, USA, all in that competition. So you're going to be seeing the best athletes in their game at sevens, and hopefully that's going to help grow the game. And ultimately, for people like me, that's what you want. You want to inspire the next generation of young kids who are seeing women's rugby and think, I'm going to go play that.
Have you been practicing your samba?
God, I'm a dreadful dancer.
Well, we certainly hope that your feet will do the talking out on the pitch. Katie McLean, thanks for your time and best of luck.
Thank you, Nick.